Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245. Canterbury at the shoulder and now at the hip. And everybody know you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big Bad John. Nobody seemed to know what John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy, and if he spoke to him, he had a heart problem. And if he spoke at all, he just said, hi, to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen. And a crushing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John. Big Bad John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and the men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody felt that they breathed their last except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John, Big Bad John. And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, there's a light above. And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And all was an old lead down to save Big John. With jacks and timbers they started right down. Then came the rumble way down in the ground. And smoke and gas belched out of the mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John, Big Bad John. Well, they never reopened that waterless pit. He just placed a marble stand in front of it. There are words written on the stand, that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John, Big Bad John.